Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. A compromise bill negotiated with the Wolf administration that would make major changes to voting in Pennsylvania has cleared a committee in the Republican-controlled state House. The Democrats are objecting, one of them calling it a betrayal by the governor. Among the changes included in the bill is the elimination of straight party line voting. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports Governor Wolf vetoed a bill with that language earlier this year.
Kevin Boyle of Philadelphia and Montgomery County, the ranking Democrat on the House State Government Committee, says eliminating straight ticket voting would disenfranchise minority voters.
I think, frankly, it's a betrayal from Governor Wolf of Democratic constituencies, and I'm highly disappointed in the governor.
But two Democrats on the committee voted for the bill, including one who believes a provision allowing voting by mail for any reason would offset concerns caused by the elimination of straight ticket voting.
The bill would move the deadline to register to vote from 30 days to 15 days before an election. Philadelphia is a step closer to joining the growing number of cities that are banning plastic bags. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports a city council committee yesterday advanced a bill that would prohibit retail stores from providing them.
To get the bill through committee, its sponsor, Mark Squilla, had to remove a section that would allow stores to provide reusable bags for a 15-cent fee. Both his colleagues and the Kenney administration felt that would not work with the city's high poverty rate. With or without the fee, support for the ban was overwhelming, from city officials and environmentalists to neighborhood activists such as Charito Morales.
We have more plastic bags flying all over my neighborhood than birds.
Nick Esposito offered sobering facts to support the ban, including a Clean Air Council estimate that Philadelphia uses a billion bags annually, with more than a ton that are fished out of the city's waterways each year. Bellmawr has shut down one of its two water treatment plants after traces of a chemical pollutant were discovered at higher levels than deemed safe in New Jersey.
Residents were alerted last week, but were told there was no emergency here, no need to boil water or anything like that. Prolonged exposure could increase blood cholesterol, impact liver and immune system function, and affect development of fetuses and infants.
The Bellmawr borough was using water treated at its other plants, where PFNA levels are within standards. The facility will remain closed until the problem's fixed. An annual conference of black law enforcement officers is in Philadelphia this year. Charles Wilson is chairman.
Research shows that people of color are 2.8 times more likely to be shot by the police than whites.
He says the alarming rate at which unarmed African Americans are being killed by police is cause for major reform.
The recent shooting of Tashiana Jefferson by former officer Aaron Dean of the Fort Worth, Texas Police Department is only the latest in what seems to be an epidemic of police shootings of unarmed African American men and women. They have led to an outcry of unbridled rage and deep concern among community members, and rightfully so.
Members of the organization will bring information and education back to their home cities to try to get policies put into effect. Well, last week, 300 migrating chimney swifts slammed into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina. As KYW's Molly Daly reports, it looks like the birds were caught in a perfect storm of hazards, all of them avoidable.
Chimney swifts work the day shift, so bird window collision consultant Heidi Trudell says it's not clear why they were flying around Charlotte at 11 at night.
For them to be out after dusk implies that their roost was disturbed.
Birds are attracted and disoriented by artificial light, and that may have drawn them to the building where they faced another hazard, a wall of glass.
Window strikes kill about a billion birds a year in North America. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radigo.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.